This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Today we conclude our three-day tribute to Frank Sinatra, who had his 82nd birthday this month. We'll hear from three people in the music world who worked closely with him. Sinatra's great voice was given a great setting by such arrangers as the late Nelson Riddle and my guest, Billy May. May worked with Sinatra on and off from the mid-40s to the mid-80s. He arranged Sinatra's albums Come Fly With Me, Come Swing With Me, and Come Dance With Me on Capitol Records. He did the arrangements for the Ellington Sinatra album on Reprise. On Sinatra's 1979 release, Trilogy, May arranged the section called The Past. They met in 1939 when May was playing trumpet and arranging for the Charlie Barnett Band, and Sinatra was singing with Tommy Dorsey. Let's hear one of the Sinatra-Billy May collaborations. Here's Come Fly With Me, recorded in 1957.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you. Angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day.
How did this session come about?
He had been doing some things with Nelson Riddle and Gordon Jenkins, and he decided he wanted to do some things that were swinging a little more. And he wanted, I guess he liked the stuff I had been doing for other people. And so he called me, and we were friends from way back. I knew him when he was with Harry James and Tommy Dorsey. I was with Glenn Miller and Charlie Barnett in those days, and we all used to hang around the same bars and everything. So I did a couple of things for Frank back then. That was about 1945, 46. So I've known him for a long time.
Now, who chose Come Fly With Me?
Oh, that was, I think it was Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn's idea, because they wrote the song. And they had the closing song, which was It's So Nice to Go Traveling. And that was the whole idea of the album. And I don't know whether they sold it to Frank first or they sold it to Capitol Records. But it was a good idea because all the songs in the album are traveling songs, you know, location songs. Moonlight in Vermont and Brazil and things like that.
I love this Come Fly With Me recording. It was a big hit in 1957. It went to number one on the charts, but it's a great record. Do you want to say anything about the arrangement you came up with for it?
No, I've always been a fan of Jimmy Van Heusen. You know, there's the songwriters of he's from the old school of songwriters, and they were really better songwriters than we have today. But Jimmy was an outstanding one because he wrote so musical. So it was always a great pleasure to write arrangements on his songs. And I'd known he and Sammy for quite a long time, and it was just a pleasant assignment for me.
Now, you said Sinatra wanted, an arrangement that really swung. What's it like to write an arrangement for him? I mean, Sinatra has such great timing in his singing. So how would you use that to think about the timing that you wanted for your arrangement? Because you want to give him support. You don't want to get in the way, on the other hand.
Well, you got to stay out of the way of him. That's right. But by the same token, you got to keep things moving behind him, and then give him a good lead in, and give him a good relief when he stops singing and the band comes in. Whether it's 8 bars or whether it's just a little interlude, I try to make something out of it. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Now, did he ever have surprising ways of rewriting the melody? In the way he'd sing it?
He's taken liberties with melodies all through his life. And the great thing about him is that he's got a great natural ear, and he not only sings well in tune, but he hears harmonic changes, which is everybody can't hear them. Fortunately, I have a little bit of that ability, and he hears it very well. And so if he does make a change, usually it's very good musically. It fits what the composer had in mind.
How would you and Sinatra go about choosing songs for the sessions you did together?
Well, usually he had the songs picked. He had worked with the record company or with the songwriters or the combination of the both of them. And then I would sit down with Frank and with Bill Miller, his piano player, and we would work out what keys he felt he would like to do them in, try them maybe a tone higher, try them a little lower, and then discuss the tempos and things like that, and that was it, you know, and then we'd go.
Did you do a lot of takes?
No, not on my stuff. He was a real fast one take, let's go home style.
What about Sinatra sets him apart from other singers in your mind?
Well, I think I told you that I've known him for such a long time, and he was around the big bands back in the early days, you know. And in those days, the musicians had a great camaraderie, and he fit right in. All the singers and everybody fit right in with the musicians in those days, and he's kept that camaraderie. He's had that feeling for musicians right along. Whether you're the arranger or the conductor or whether you're just a sideman, he's always been friendly and always considered the musicians. I think most of the musicians that work for him are very happy to work on the dates for him, and I think it reflects in their playing.
Arranger Billy May, recorded in 1995.